Before we jump into the podcast, I just wanted to let you know that if you've ever wanted to personally text me or sext me and you're like, oh, I don't want to go on OnlyFans or any of my other sites, you can actually text me by going to sextsid.com. My phone number is free there and I get the messages directly to my text messages and I can just, you know, have a real personal conversation with you. So if you want to text me, sext me, whatever, have a normal conversation or a really filthy one, you can go to sextsid.com. I'm so excited for you to hear this new podcast. Mwah. I'm your host, FitSid, and welcome back to Dirty CEO, where we go balls deep into the reality of what people are really thinking. Now let's get into it. Dirty CEO. Hey everyone, it's your girl FitSid and welcome back to Dirty CEO. I'm here with my bestie. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Last time that we were on the podcast was for an orgy episode, if you heard it. If you haven't, you need to go listen to it. But that was the last time she was on. Since then, I mean, I know that orgy was very new and a little bit traumatizing.
Very traumatizing.
How have I traumatized you?
Well, I've been through another orgy with Sid. Wasn't in it. I was behind the scenes helping film it. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm not in the industry.
Yeah, I love making my real life friends film my shit. Or like when I'm done filming something, I'll show her and she'll be like... Like watching her reactions are like the funniest thing, because she'll be like, you just did that. Oh my God, you did that too. And I'm over here like, yeah, like I love her reactions because she's like my biggest hype woman, but also like so innocent and pure.
Oh yeah. I love when I get like the other people's reactions, other models, and they're like, oh my God, your just facial features throughout the video is just so funny. And I'm like, I'm trying to keep a straight face because like I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, holy shit, this did not just happen. Like, it's just like surprising, but like a good surprise, not a bad one.
Well, and I think you remember when I told you about that girl that used to help me film. Yes. And she like literally one time this girl was squirting and I think it was Crystal. So it was like her name was Crystal Davis, the model that was in the video. And she was filming. And like normally when people film, like you can't show certain reactions because if you show them, it might make someone feel uncomfortable. Like, it's not on purpose, but, like, facial reactions say a lot. And one girl that was helping me film, like, she's super sweet, but she's definitely not meant to be seeing those things. Like, she told me she was a freak, but apparently not. You, on the other hand, you're so, like, considerate of, like, not making someone feel, like, uncomfortable or, like, they look bad, you know? Yeah. Like, you always try and, like, say things nicely to them.
Like, that looks good. Keep going. Like, I just like to be encouraging. Like, I feel like... Just be helpful.
Well, and you also know, too, like, they're being vulnerable when they're filming.
Very.
Especially, like, me. Sometimes, well, like, recently, I put the glass dildo in my ass. And afterwards, you gave me, like, the best pep talk.
It was great. I loved it.
How else have I traumatized you, though?
Okay, so we actually went to FetishCon a few months ago, which was fun. Not really what I expected, because you think
what did you expect?
I mean, I expected, like, fetish things, like, people being, like, tied up, like... I don't really know how to say it without like offending, but like when people have like the collars and like,
oh, like
the
dominatrix stuff,
that stuff, like the latex. But it was just crazy. Immediately when we got on the floor, people were like walking up to Sid, like, oh my God, do you want a foot rub? Can I touch your feet? And it was like crazy.
Like she had never experienced it.
No.
We've been like, she's been helping me film and stuff for like 2 to 3 years now. And it's kind of funny because like, it was mostly during COVID. Like, I just asked her. I was like, hey, like, are you off work yet? Like, could you help me with something? And then, like, during COVID, there wasn't events, right? So this was, like, the first real event since COVID besides, like, XBiz where she was able to see. And also, it happened to be on my birthday, like, one of the days. So she got to really see, like, people, like, give me the special treatment when it came to, like, dirty, kinky things, right? And one of them, shout out to Charlie.
I believe
he's a submissive guy, but he's really into feet, like really into feet.
Oh yeah.
And honestly, he's cute as fuck. Like I would fuck him.
So nice, so cute. We like got down to this bar, and immediately he was like, "Let me touch your feet. Let me kiss your feet. Like spank me.
What was
hit
I wearing
me.
Boots or what?
I think you were wearing like a heel boots kind of thing. Yeah,
black ones. I think.
Yeah, they were kind of like combat boots, kind of. They were super cute.
Yeah.
But it was just so funny because people were like, I'll give you $10 if you just give me like 5 seconds with your feet. Like yeah. they literally just wanted to touch her and like
it's crazy how you get her. Paid. Like mm-hmm. I love foot rubs, so it's crazy. Like you disappeared at one point and then you came back. Remember, and that guy was just rubbing my feet and like licking on them and stuff.
Yeah, I think I had to go back up to the room for something. Yeah. And then I come back and I was like, oh,
and it felt so good because my feet were hurting. And then I went to the bar and that's when it happened with Charlie. And like you have a video of literally that on your Snapchat.
It's like a random memory that popped up today. It was just like perfect timing. Yeah, hilarious.
That was like the day after my birthday when that happened. So it was really nice. How else have I traumatized you? I don't know if there's that much. Like, I feel like it's now you're getting used to it. But FedCon was pretty.
Third orgy at FedCon. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That one was a little wild. I mean, great video. If you guys haven't seen it yet, you need to watch it. It is actually, like, phenomenal.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about, towards the end, there's this part with Sid, Crystal, and Dre. It's actually really funny.
Yeah, Dre's strong, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go into detail because I think you guys definitely need to check it out. But if you know, you know.
Yeah. And that moment for me, I was so like, wow. Like, did that just happen?
Yeah. It was shocking. And the fact that like Crystal was going along with it and she was like.
Yeah. Yeah. That one was good. But that's the difference too. Like, I think this is something you've maybe noticed. Like, orgies are interesting because you never really know when they're going to end. Because it's like group sex. I think a lot of people like. Would you ever do an orgy in your, like, personal life?
I don't think so, no.
Because for me, like, it was always a bucket list thing. And now I've done 3. And I'm not saying I won't do it again. Because my second orgy I ever did, you know how much fun I had.
You had a lot of fun.
I got tag teamed. She filmed it. It was not planned. But I feel like I would probably do it if it wasn't planned again. And it was just fun with friends. But, like, that orgy was with Boswell Black, Crystal Davis, David Lee, Brooke Johnson.
I'm trying to think who else was
there. P.F. Bangs.
Yes, P.F. Bangs was there.
I swear, was there another girl or was it just those 3 girls?
I think it was just you 3.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool, like, a really nice experience. But it was definitely, like, not planned. Like, I mean, I think everyone else knew, but I'm just so, like, I just kind of go with the flow. And, like, I just, if I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it, right? But, like, no one told me we're going to, like, do that. Like, Crystal said we're going to play after. My dumb ass is thinking, oh, checkers. Oh, yes, cards. We get back to the hotel room and, like, we're literally just immediate orgy.
Yeah, Crystal's, like, on the table and we're like,
I'm eating her pussy.
Okay,
like,
I love it.
Yeah, but I think that's what's interesting is, like, with certain people, like, I've already had an orgy with all of them except for at the time I hadn't had an orgy with David Lee. Mm-hmm. But I had shot with him and we have great chemistry. So, like, that was like
so good.
Yeah, it was so fucking good. And like I got spit roasted by David and Boswell. So if you guys want that, you gotta, you know, ask me for it. But yeah, like that orgy was probably my favorite. My birthday one, I think I got a little overwhelmed because there was like 8 or 9 people.
There was
it.
A lot of people. I think it was more like 10.
Yeah, more like 10.
Yeah.
And honestly it was like one guy was having problems like getting hard, which wasn't a big deal, but I could tell he was like feeling insecure about it. And it's really hard to navigate that, especially during an orgy, because you can't really give someone like one-on-one time or pep talks or like make them feel comfortable because there's always another dude that wants to fuck you.
And it changes the energy in the room. Like it's just, it's weird. Like you can feel the insecurity. Like it's yeah.
Especially because guys, like some guys shoot up with Trimex, if you guys don't know this. And like when they do that, they're supposed to get hard. And like, This was like a totally different scenario, but same type of like thought process, right? He literally was supposed to get hard because he shot fucking Trimex up his dick hole, you know what I mean? Not dick hole, but like on the side of his dick. And you're supposed to get hard from that, right? Because you're literally injecting yourself. And he still didn't. I don't know if you remember that shoot, the totally separate shoot. But like when that happened, I was like, same situation. Like they feel so ashamed. They get so in their head. And like, I don't care. Like, I just want you to be happy and have fun. Like when we're doing content, I have hit a point in my life where, like, when I'm doing content, I want to enjoy it for the most part. Like, there's obviously going to be times where, like, I'm, like, telling myself, like, damn, you just took one for the team. Because, like, there's been situations where, like, someone has been, like, really into something I'm not into. And, like, it's not like I can't do it. It's just, like, I'm not turned on. You know what I mean? Like, there was this guy who really wanted to, like, I'm sorry. I'm not the type of girl that wants every dude to fucking use me and abuse me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into that on that extent. Like, some girls really are. Like, I'm not that submissive. And you know, there was a shoot.
Oh, yeah.
His dick only got hard.
Yeah, that one was... oh God, it was just so awkward because you could, the other girl just like felt left out, but at the same time, like she wasn't doing anything. She wasn't even trying to get him hard or get him going. And I mean, you could obviously tell that he was more into you.
Yeah.
But I mean, those are things you can't control.
No, and that's like another problem too, because like there's like the issue of like guys not doing things you like, or you being so into someone and then like the three-way feels like so off.
Yeah.
And then also like having to like, it happens all the time. Like this is something that like I'm really lucky it hasn't happened that much to me, but I've heard it a lot. And this is something that like in my personal life, this is why I don't know if I could do three-ways with someone I love and care about, because every three-way, just like friendships, there's two that are like tighter. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this always happens. It's just something that like I've experienced recently where I'm the like main center of the attention, which I love. I love it so much. But I think about like if I wasn't, how would these threesome experiences be?
Yeah. I feel like you wouldn't feel as good.
No, I would leave the situation probably feeling like, wow, like what did I do to mess up?
Yeah.
Which speaking of, you guys, I have been back on dating apps and like I took a little short break because I was like, fuck this shit. Like I really want like a genuine connection. And like, as you guys may or may not know, like I am totally open to dating a fan. I don't think that like a lot of people are, but for me, I am. But at the same time, like I want to have a connection before I have sex. Like I love casual sex, but I also am at this weird place in my life where I'm like, fuck, like I just want to have like godly sex. And the only time I've had godly sex is when I've talked to them a little bit more, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Where I talk to them a little bit more and then like we have sex after we have built like a little bit of a connection, which is also why I like OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Because like I get to talk to you guys and like get to know you. And like some of you guys are fucking married and like definitely don't give a fuck about me. You just want to get off and get on like with your day. But then there's other guys where like I genuinely look forward to like, you know, having a conversation versus like others. I'm like, yeah, you just want to nut. Like you just want to get off. But I wanted to date you guys with this firefighter. Mm-hmm. And I want you guys to comment. I want this to be like a discussion. But I went on a date with this firefighter and we went on a date. I told myself it was going to be a practice date. It wasn't going to be like anything. Get there. Oh my God. I instantly was into him, attracted, like so down. And so was he. And then I told him it wasn't a real date. And then at the end of the date, he was like, can we please like call this a date? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, you know, being coy. And then like the next day he didn't text me. And this is what I want your guys' opinion on. He didn't text me until like 3 or 4 p.m. in the day, which to me is so, I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's something wrong with me where I assume dudes are going to text you good morning. Do you think there's something wrong with
no,
me?
No, but I feel like any guy that I've ever dated, they've always sent that good morning text.
Yeah. At least the ones that work out.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, because like if they don't like.
And I feel like it's courtesy. Like after a date, it's like, a good morning. I had a great time last night. Like, how are you doing? Like, sending that is not difficult.
Yeah. And then, like, I feel like them texting you at, like, later in the afternoon to hang out, like, that kind of gave me hope. Like, oh, maybe he is interested. So we hung out that night after I had played volleyball. So I was, like, gross. And he didn't care. And so I was like, wow, like, this is awesome. Like, I feel like this is, like, going to go somewhere. And then, like, we cuddled all night. Didn't have sex. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Like, I really like that because it builds up like the sexual tension. Like, I think it's freakier to do that shit than just fuck on the first date because like we have two full days at that point of tension.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know.
So much better.
I want to fuck him so bad now. Like, I want to just absolutely like do every single thing. I want to like make him come over and over because of that tension. But then now he hasn't asked me to come over again. And he texted me a couple days in a row. And I think he might have lost interest because it was like text, 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 like only like once a day, but like text, 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 right? And then like ghost for 3 days and then he texted me again. Oh, also before he ghosted me, like that night, you know, he video called me. So I'm like, what does that mean?
It's really weird because I feel like if they don't text you that next day, like I would feel like, are they not thinking about me? Did they not think about the date? Like, what did I do? Mm-hmm. So I totally get where you're coming from. And I think it's definitely like a him problem.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's a player, who knows? But I feel like if he invested that time to like text you and call you, like,
I think the video call thing is weird.
Yeah. Cause, and I mean, how long were you guys FaceTiming for?
It was like a while, like an hour. But
see, that's a decent amount of time. He's a firefighter.
It was at the station. But like, it was so weird because then like he texted me like 3-4 days later after the video call, like for the first time.
So weird.
And I'm like, I just don't know. Like, are you just like hitting me up because like you're bored, you're lonely, you want validation.
Yeah.
It could or be that. Are you just not the type to like communicate? Because in person, it's great.
Well, I mean, we did have the discussion that yeah, the top think? Three, like, most.
I know. You can say it.
Oh, my God. The, like, most trash, horniest men uh-huh. are firefighters, cops, and construction workers. So, I yeah. mean, he could be a trash man. Like, I mean, not saying that all those careers, know, but, they like, make honestly, you trash.
Like,
but
I feel like I just want, like, I know he's going to be a good fuck. Like, I feel like that's, like, what's making me hold out for hope is, like, the chemistry, which is so good. But, like, I wish you would have been in bed with us just so you could have felt it.
I've been through plenty of situations with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on that one.
But it's crazy because, like, legitimately, like, the chemistry was so good that I just wonder, like, how would you guys handle this situation? Like, would you guys reach out? Or would you just keep waiting for him to randomly reach out? Because now I'm at this point where I'm like, I'd like to hang out with you again, but I don't know if you even want to.
I just feel like for me, I would put myself out there and be like, hey, I want to hang out. Like, are you interested? And if he's like decides he's not going to text you or he doesn't
but want. But he will reply. I know he will. That's what's so annoying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and I feel like it's too soon to have that, like, what is this?
Oh, are I don't want scared? The what is this.
Oh, God.
I just want to know if he wants to hang out again. Like, I just want to yeah. take his fucking dick.
Be like, let's hang out. I want to suck your dick. Like, let's fuck.
I kind of said I want to be in your bed, but he was working. That was the night he video called me.
Okay, well, I mean.
And he asked a video call before I said that, by the way. Yeah. It wasn't like I said that and he thought it was going to be dirty. But, like, now I'm like, did I come off too strong? But, and I asked him if it came off too strong saying that. He's like, no. He's like, I would have told you. He's like, I liked it. But I'm like, okay, so, like, why am I not in your
so
bed?
That's so weird. Like, yeah.
I literally would fucking become Betty Crocker and fucking cook him shit and be like, wifey goals.
Oh, God.
Just because the dick I know is bomb. Like, I felt it in my hand. Do you ever have girls or guys? Like, I don't know if you have ever done this, but, like, I'm asking you guys, too. Like, have you ever had someone just, like, grab your fucking dick while you're cuddling? And, like, that's such a, to me, it's so hot because it's, like, flirty and, yeah. like, sexual, but not too much.
Yeah. What do I you feel think? That. Oh, no, it is 100%. I am so into that. I love the touchy-feely shit. Like, and not fucking after that just makes it, like, I get it. It makes it mm-hmm. so much hotter. Like, the tension builds. And I literally have to, like, hold it in me to, like, not suck their dick. But, like, mm-hmm. I feel it.
Yeah.
I literally feel
you
it.
You love sucking dick, though. She's a pleaser, you guys.
I am.
I feel like it's funny because there's some people who, like, aren't. Like, I have a ton of friends. You know these people, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not important. And, like, the thing is they'll, like, literally tell me, like, and you'll be there. You know what I'm talking about. They'll like, I didn't want to suck his dick. Like, I just, you know. Or they don't even like getting their pussy eaten. And to me, like,
what?
I think it's so interesting because I'm like, what? Like, I love all those things. But I also feel like you have to be comfortable.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's so intimate and so hot. And it just, the tension just, like, it's just, oh, it's so amazing. I just don't get how people aren't into that.
I feel like it's because, like, it's vulnerable.
Oh, yeah. But I like that. Like, I'm not very vulnerable mm-hmm. with people in general.
Yeah.
Generally. But, like, when that happens, yeah. it's just, like, that connection for me. Like, I need that. I need to feel that.
And if you've become curious about my content, you can always go to OnlyFans.com/FitSid. That's my VIP OnlyFans. I'm on there every day. I post every day. All of my scenes, pictures, everything is on there for one low price of $35 a month. So that's less than getting a cup of coffee every day at Starbucks, and you get to see everything I've posted in the last 4 years. I also have a free OnlyFans, which is OnlyFans.com/XXXFitSid. So that has my free OnlyFans. You can unlock as in like a la carte options. Or if you just want to go to my website, FitSid.com, FITSID.com. So yeah, I just wanted to let you know in case you had a little bit of curiosity.
And you like toxic boys though.
I do like toxic boys.
Oh. Look at her face right now.
Oh, I just love red flags. I love
she,
them.
She had a guy that she went on a date with that was not a red flag. No. What was he like? So they can understand.
Okay. So for me, I'm a huge family person. And I'm convinced that I want somebody that one is either has no family at all. So they can be adopted into my family. Or they totally get it. And they're like family oriented. This guy, like all the green flags, like. We immediately matched and he was like, we were talking a little bit and he was like, I want to take you out on a date, set a time and a place. And I was like, wow, like he is an actual man. I usually get trash people that don't want to set a time and a place, are very indecisive. So I was mm-hmm. like, okay, this is a game changer for me. We went and we got wine. He, like, paid. And I was going to pay. Like, I am an independent woman.
Red or white? This is always a weird question.
I think it was white. I don't know. It was some...
it wasn't sexy wine. No, I feel like red wine's always, like, so sexy.
Like, but I, like, I need sweet wine. Yeah. Like, I feel like red wine isn't always the sweetest.
No, it's tart.
Yeah. So I need something sweet. I'm like... And they're like a little girl, like, can I just get like a sweet wine, please? Uh-huh. Like, I'm so basic. But he paid for our drinks. We like walked around. He bought me dinner too. Like, was just amazing. We went on like 3 or 4 dates after that. Did not pressure me to like have sex or go home with him.
Did you guys even have sex?
No.
Oh my God.
You paid for 3 dates and he didn't even get pussy?
I know.
You were ready to probably put out too, weren't you?
Oh my God. I was so ready. But I was like, no, I don't know. I need that. I was waiting for like a red flag to pop up and
then,
none.
Then you would have spread your legs.
Oh, yeah. But none were there. So then I was like, I got to run. I got to go. And like, I completely ghosted him and I feel so bad.
Isn't it interesting though? Because I love nice guys and you hate them.
I hate nice guys. Great.
I found her the biggest red flag one time on Bumble.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because like, I just, I don't know. I don't know what it was that like made me not think he was for me, but there was like something he liked.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my gosh, I have a friend for you. And I hooked them up. What were his red flags that you just loved?
Okay, not that I'm a hater, but I hate anime. He was totally into anime, cosplay.
It's just you can't connect if you don't.
Yeah, you know. I couldn't connect with him. He had a kid, and I happened to get out of a relationship, and I played stepmama for a hot minute.
Which I've never been in a relationship with someone that has kids. So, like, I don't know, like, what you went through. You know what I mean?
It was a lot. But he had a daughter. He was still in love with his baby mama.
Which I think is actually a huge red flag because if they're in love, they'll drop you like a hot potato.
Oh, 100%. And then he was kind of like in between jobs. And I was like, no, like that is a red flag for me. Like I am very secure in my own job.
Yeah.
I need somebody that can pay for their own. Like I don't want to have
to. You don't need to be spoiled. You just don't want to have to pay for their gas.
Exactly. Like I don't need to pay for all your stuff. Like you are your own person. Mm-hmm. You have your responsibilities. I have mine.
Yeah.
So he was not it. But funny thing, he happened to match with me on Hinge. And I was like, stop. And I have this man on Snapchat. And we will like occasionally talk. And I like swiped right. And I was like, oh my God, funny seeing you here. And he was like, I just had to do it.
You swiped right on Hinge? Or you liked him on Hinge?
Oh, I liked him on Hinge. Yeah. This is how you know I don't get on dating apps,
guys.
Yeah, I
know. I
am not on dating apps.
Isn't that Tinder? I'm on fucking, like, I actually used to have a Plenty of Fish.
Ew.
But I just was so... And I had an OkCupid at one point.
My mom is on... She was on those. That is so weird.
But I'm just saying because like I was trying to find like a decent man. And then now I'm only on... And you guys have to know like my profiles are specific. Like don't fall for the fakes.
Yeah.
Don't ever get money. Like send money to someone on there because I never ask for money. Okay. But I do have real accounts on Tinder, Hinge, and I don't really use Bumble, but like that was where I found that guy for her.
Oh yeah. Mm-mm. Red flag.
That's funny he's on Hinge and he's not. That's the thing too. I always wondered, like, are people supposed to be over their like previous person?
I feel if you are trying to get out there and be like in a new relationship, you can have love for your baby mama, but you can't be in love with him. Like you can't.
And he was in love.
Yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, 100%. He made it very clear that if she were to ever give him a chance.
He told you that?
Oh, he did. God. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was
not
like,
a player. I have the firefighter that fucking is treating me like I walk through the fucking door at his place, which I never go to guys' houses. I mean, like I just haven't in like a long time.
Oh yeah.
And he comes up to me and he's like, "Can I give you a kiss?" Like such a fucking player, man. Like your man's over here like red flag. I'm over here like green flag, no red flag. Like only red flag is firefighter that I should have looked out at before. And I think about it now, like any firefighter that I've ever talked to has literally seemed like the best person. Mm-hmm. And then you find out that they like fucked all your friends already.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But
red flag for me. No, but
I think it's interesting how some people are honest. Because I mean, I think you appreciated him being honest about that rather than stringing you along.
Yeah. And we were like, cool. Like if we ever decide to hang out, like we can be friends. Like we had
a
good time.
Would you fuck him? Or no?
Well, okay.
With knowing everything.
So, funny thing. The first date that we had, okay, going into it, I knew everything. I knew he had a kid. Like, I knew all the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
After we had dinner, right? Well, one, he couldn't pay for dinner because his debit card wasn't working, which was fine. I said, okay, I will pay. I have money. I can pay for dinner, whatever.
I feel like it's kind of a red flag, though, if you ask girl dinner and, like, your card doesn't
work. But I was like, it's okay, cool.
Yeah, like, I'm not against paying. It's more just, like, when someone asks you to dinner.
Like, I feel like whoever is asking you to dinner, they should pay.
Or even go halvesies, you know?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But I also feel like halvesies is kind of tacky. When someone asks you to dinner, it's supposed to be a first date. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like whenever I'm, like, dating someone, I like to actually have them pay for the meal. And I'll pay for, like, drinks, dessert.
Oh, yeah.
When we go and do, like, games, like, like arcades and stuff. Because then it evens out. Like, I've done the math before.
Yeah.
And, like, I get to pay for, like, the memories. And they get to pay for, like, the food and feel more manly because they're paying for my dinner.
Yes, I agree.
But I also feel like in some way it has to be, like, doesn't have to always be equal, but like a lot of guys, like, we're not that old. They don't have like careers that are paying like 100K every year.
That is true. But the other red flag was we were making out and he initiated it. It wasn't me, okay?
I love how this red flag's starting with kissing. I don't want to know now.
No. So I'm trying to like feel him up because
Did you not find this wiener?
No, he like kept pushing back from me, like, and I was like, "What are you doing?" Like,
I just can imagine you with your fucking nails trying to fucking claw it.
Like, I was like so confused, and I was like, "Okay, do you not want me touching you? Do you not want me kissing you?" And I would stop kissing him. Like, I'm like, "Okay, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable," but then he would like kiss me, and I'm like, "Okay, so I'm not gonna feel you."
Game?
Yeah, I'm like, "The fuck?" And we're literally like sitting and making out for like. An hour, maybe two, and like you're not letting me fill you up. You're not filling me up. Like, I'm confused.
Do you think it was small?
Oh, probably. And not that I'm a size queen, but
no, actually, that's a lie. You like big dick. I know you do because literally the guy that she was like completely down for, this man, I paid for an STD test from my talent testing. From my talent testing.
When this podcast comes out, I'm going to fucking send it to him. I'm literally going to send it to
him. I wanted her to get dick so fucking bad that I was like, yo, the test results come in 24 hours. Like, let's fucking get you tested. He ghosts her. She literally goes and gets her blood drawn. Like, obviously, like, you get tested other times, but, like, you wanted dick so bad. And you guys use condoms or not?
No.
Okay, yeah. So, like, he was, like, telling her, he's like, get a new test and, like, well, fuck. And, like, he ghosts her after she fucking gets a brand new test.
Dumb motherfucker.
And this was right before she, because obviously, like, her job, she can, like, work anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was like, hey, like, do you want to come with me to Sweden and stuff? And so she, like, came with me and, like, didn't get dick before. And, like, obviously, like, I don't know. Like, I fucked on that trip. I felt so bad for her because I'm over here fucking rowing, like, Godzilla fucking can't.
Oh, well, like, we can get into that, too.
Yeah.
We can get into that.
But I felt so bad because, like, she literally had this dude that, like, begged her to get a test. And then like, ghosted. But I think it's because he got scared. I low-key think he got scared.
I don't know what it was, but it was, like, so trashy. It was so annoying. And then he hit me up in the middle of our trip.
Yeah.
Asked me for a titty pic. And I was like, no, fuck you. Like, my friend paid all this money to get me tested.
Well, you took the effort to go and get it anyways.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't even matter about the money. It's more about, like, principle. Like, even if you paid for it.
Yeah. But after I told him no, he blocked me. He blocked me on Snapchat. And then he hit me up, like, a few months later. And I was like, no, like, fuck you. And then let's go forward, like, a few months. He gets invited out with me and my friends. Mm-hmm. Tell me why this guy ends up trying to fuck my best friend.
And yeah, to me, that's...
Yeah, trashy.
I'm so territorial. And like, I know you are too.
Oh, 100%.
But like, I feel like I scare men into acting right. Because like, no, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a very, very dominant girl.
Well, you're a Leo. Yeah. So yeah.
And I like show what's mine is mine. And like, I literally like last night, I'm not going to get into detail too much about this because this will be another episode. But last night, I literally was grabbing this dude's dick and I was like, your dick is mine. Like, I'm so fucking territorial. And he's like, what if I go tonight and like fuck someone else? And I was like, if you do that, I was like, I'm gonna fucking chop your dick off. And he literally said to me, he was like, well, good thing it's my hand that I'm using, like, to fuck myself.
That is literally so on brand for you, but I love it.
I know. And I just don't know if I should text him back. What do you guys think?
I think you should keep him waiting for a few more days.
Fuck. You hear her? She's savage.
She's teaching me to be this way.
I'm not even teaching. I don't even play games. I'm like the nicest person when it comes to dating because I want to be in love so bad.
But
I feel like I want someone that thinks about me in the morning and like texts me in the morning, not just like, I feel like guys get horny midday.
Yeah.
And that's why I got to text midday.
But I feel like it should be normal for him to be thinking about you all day and like texting you in the morning.
Before that, he was texting me like fucking anytime.
Yeah. So it's really weird. I don't like that.
I know. I don't either. What do you guys think? Do you think like a guy has to text the girl in the morning or do you think that shouldn't matter?
Oh, it definitely should matter.
Because I feel like for me, like that firefighter, his communication's so bad that it makes me like, I don't need reassurance per se. Like, I'm not that person, but I do need a little bit of communication to know if like we're still good.
Yeah.
Like, do you something, need that?
Yeah. Well, like, remember that guy that I met, I think when we were in Chicago, he...
Man, I was blind.
You were blind, yes. I matched with him on Tinder, I think. Or it might have been Hinge. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Horrible communicator. Asked me to add him on Snap. And I met with him in person a few days later. He was like, all the green flags, like perfect, sweet guy, like immediately like complimented me. He opened my door for me, like things that I usually don't get from guys. And then I ended up meeting him late one night and he just like completely changed. It was like, let me like suck my dick. Like, I'm so horny. And I was like, okay, say less. Like, yeah, I love sucking dick. And then he like completely ghosted me a few days later. And I was like, bruh, like, everything else besides that was, like, perfectly fine. Like, you were so sweet. You were texting me all the time. Like, even with him being a horrible communicator, like, he was just super sweet.
Do you think – this is a real question that I have, and you guys should comment too, but do you think that, like, you need to, like, hold out to have sex or do anything sexual? Or do you think
100%.
Because, like, this is the thing. Like, the guy that I dated the longest and had the most serious relationship with, we didn't hold out. We literally, like, matched – in the morning, and I was literally fucking people in Vegas that day, and I told him that. And then that night we were just gonna hang out, no sex. And then suddenly, like, I was in his bed at like fucking 2 o'clock in the morning while there's a hole in his fucking wall and his roommates are hearing my fucking brains get banged out. And I just wonder, like, because that relationship worked out, like, I literally thought that it was going to crash and burn. Like, I thought I had fucked myself over. So I wonder, like, if that stuff actually matters, because, like, with the firefighter, I didn't fuck him yet.
Yeah.
And what happened? I'm still getting ghosted. I feel like it doesn't matter. But I mean, do you think it matters?
I think it does matter.
What's your rule of thumb now? Like, what do you think?
Oh, God. I don't know. So, like, right now, I'm not really in the dating scene.
Yeah.
I'm more focused on myself.
Yeah, we're focused on self-care.
Yeah, literally. But when I do get back into that, the dating scene, I definitely think, like, I need to hold out for, like, at least 2 weeks, maybe more than that. Like, I think for me, like, when I'm ready to date, I'm going to date to be in marriage. Like, I don't think dating to date.
Why did I know you were going to say that? Like, yeah. I've never heard you say that, but I just had a feeling that's what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I always date to marry, but my problem is, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I always date to marry and, like, I want a serious, you know, like, I want a serious relationship. I want to have kids one day. But, like, the problem is I think – I don't know if I come off too strong because no one's ever said that. But, like, I wonder if, like, me being too direct gets me in trouble.
Well, for me, I wonder if because I'm so easygoing, is that what screws me over?
I feel like
I'm so chill.
But then also, like, with the right person, that wouldn't.
Yeah.
So that's what I always have to tell myself. Like, Sydney, like, you will find someone who loves you, cares about you authentically. And I also, my problem is, like, I want someone that, like, makes me laugh. And, like, I don't want just sex. Like, I want someone that's a freak. I like having good sex. But I want more than that. And I think, like, if I wait out a little bit, I get that.
Yeah.
Because I get to know them and they get to know me. Do you remember that guy that gave me godly sex and then ruined it all?
Yes. Yeah,
you know who I'm talking about.
I remember. And he was so awesome.
Yeah, like 2 weeks straight. Mm-hmm. He was just talking to me. And then we finally hung out. And then, like, we kept hanging out. And then, like, it was great. And, like, he even filmed porn with me and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, it was really weird because then one day I just wasn't it. Like, like, you meet people and, like, you think, like, oh, wow, we're on the same level. And then, like, one day they meet someone else. And you're like, oh, like, you didn't like me the way I liked you.
Yeah, I hate that feeling. That's the worst because you're investing all this valuable time in somebody where you think it might go where. And they're giving you all the signals that are saying, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I can see this going somewhere. And then it, like, they're just done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate that feeling.
But I wonder too, like, I think it's interesting because, like, this, I haven't really been putting myself out there. And, like, I just started again. And I'm curious how my experiences are going to keep going because, like, I basically hadn't been on a date for, like, a year.
Yeah, it's been a really long time.
And I was just, like, fucking a lot of porn stars, like, sexy-ass porn stars.
Yes.
But then I started putting myself out there on dates, and, like, all of them were, like, pleasantly surprised by me. And I'm like, what made you think I was going to be a bad person? Like, is it because I'm a whore? Like, is that why? You know what I mean?
I didn't think that. Like, I think you're just an awesome person, even with your job. Like, you're just such an amazing, like, bright light in everybody's lives. Like,
but I try really hard to stay positive, but I just wonder, like, what makes them uninterested then? Like, did I?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I totally get
it. That's when I wonder if it's like because either I maybe said something, but I like to say like what I'm thinking or like what I want intentionally.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you get to see their reaction. Like, men will tell you something, or women. They'll tell you what you want to hear, but you can see on their face when you're saying stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the annoying thing. That firefighter, he didn't really give me, like, facial expressions. So, like, do you guys think I should, like, call him and just, like, ask him or text him or just wait or not? Anything.
Well, my opinion, yeah, I think you should text him.
And say what, though?
Oh, my God. I'm horrible at sending those texts.
I know.
Like,
so, like,
what I even told you earlier, and I was like, oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I honestly think it depends on what you're wanting from him.
I originally thought I was going to fucking, because he told me that, like, if he dated me, he wouldn't want me fucking other guys. And, like, I literally contemplated it. So it's hard because I'm over here like, I want you so bad. But at the same time, I don't know him well enough to know if I, like, want him so bad.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think you need to fuck him.
I know. So what do I say?
Hey, can we fuck?
No, because that comes off so bad. Like, he's not that type. I don't think he's that. I think that would turn him off. Like, I feel like he's that personality where he, like, wants to pretend that he cares about my feelings, but, like, actually doesn't.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, ask him out on a date. And then ask him out on a date. And then after, be like, let's go back to your place. Or just hint at it and see where it goes. No,
then I take him back here to hang out bare and shit.
I mean, if he wants his balls licked, to do that. Bring them here.
No, baby, gave them away. We can break my bed.
Oh, well, it's on the floor, so that'd be great. I love that.
But I don't know. What do you guys think? That's the last thing I want you to comment. Tell me. Help me make a decision. Thank you guys so much for listening to Dirty CEO. I hope you have a great one. Always remember, you're somebody's type. Have a great day, great night, great week. Sydney out. Dirty CEO.